Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Vocal Profiling Show, brought to you by Sound Health Options, for October 22nd, 2013, with Richard Olson and...
Sherry Edwards. Richard, you have such a wonderful announcing voice. I love it. You should do voiceovers and commercials. You make it sound so good.
Thank you. And I've spent the whole weekend at the conference talking, so part of it, I think, is that I have more bass than usual because my voice is a little like, wow, that was a lot of talking even for me. But thank you.
Well, welcome, everybody. We're glad that you have time to be with us today on Vocal Profiling Live. We share this time slot with Happy Hour every other Tuesday from 6 to 7 Eastern. On Happy Hour, we evaluate vocal frequencies for specific issues like diet or weight management or exposure to the flu, which we're going to talk about this evening. But on Vocal Profiling Live, Richard and I both jump on our soapbox to bring us information. And we are especially going to talk about one of Richard's soapboxes. I guess it's an all-encompassing soapbox because it's about follow the money. This incredibly controversial subject has been going on for probably 20, 30 years or more, and it's just now getting more voice as more and more people are getting damaged, I guess is the only word you can say, by these flu shots, and they are coming more and more. I think, Richard, you and I, we're about the same age. We got, what, 5 or 6? Polio, measles, mumps, rubella. I don't know if you got TB. What's
probably
the one where they scratch and make a scab? What is that one? Is
that was that TB? I think that might have been TB.
But they're looking, these kids are looking at 70, 80, 90 vaccinations by the time they reach 20. And it's just crazy. So we're going to talk about it. And we're going to show you some things. And for those of you who are not watching this simultaneous broadcast, go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com, and go to radio. And there's a link there so you can watch the show. And if you are not going to watch the show and you are only with us on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to need some writing utensil. Because every year we release the frequencies, or really the antidotes for the flu, and we've done it since 2009. And tonight's the night. We're going to jump on our soapbox about why all this is happening, and we are going to release those actual frequencies that are antidotes for the Rife machine. Now, those of you who are bioacoustic practitioners, it's a little bit different. Several of you are on here, and several new people are here. And if you know people who are being threatened with the flu, or if you think the government is threatening us, which I do, because I have some mathematical evidence that shows that these things that they're threatening us with are man-made, and it's to put money in their pockets. I think they see us as they, big pharma, big banks, government, whatever. They see us as chattel, so that if we can produce more and produce more money for them, and they can run experiments on us. I didn't believe that in the beginning when we started this in 2009, but if you look at a natural virus, something like a common cold, all of the notes, the gene, the proteins, the activators, everything that goes with it goes together as sort of a chord. No sour note here, or a song. Think about it as a song. But when you start looking at these man-made things the math does not make sense. It has to be man-made. There's just no other way to think about it. And so we're going to sort of move into that and show you what's going on. I don't think the CDC has any sense. That's the Center for Disease Control. Our description of this show, less than 50 people have died in China from the threat of H7N9 flu, so now the U.S. populace is being threatened with a governmental state of emergency that will mandate flu shots for everyone, regardless of any risk to your personal health or religious objections. Why don't they test people who they think might be vulnerable? We were asked to present a proposal to the Bill Gates Foundation about vaccinations, and we presented one that said, let's test these people first. If they're vulnerable here, here, and here, the shots might cause some damage. I got a letter back from a doctor who used to be with a pharmaceutical company that they didn't want to hear from people like me. They didn't want to be logical about any of this. Jab them, take the money from the government, and go on. Look at what happened with the bird flu a couple years ago, Cipro. And by the way, there are some downloads if you want to go to Stop Sharing, for those of you with us on WebEx. And there's a PowerPoint there with Kathleen Sebelius information, with Janet Napolitano's information. And in May in 2009, she said, oh, we're fine. It's not going to be any different. And, you know, a month or so later, oh, we're all going to die. They're just lying. I'm on my soapbox here. I'm going to say what I need to say here, and then I'll give Richard the soapbox. I think that there are certain people in our government that think if they make a statement, God will make it come true, or the stupid people will be so enamored or so stupid, sheeple, by them wonderful, powerful people, that whatever they say, they think is gospel, and they expect people to believe it. I'm mad, can you tell? I'm mad because we're talking about...
Are you standing up? You sound like you're standing up.
Good. I'm mad because it has to happen to you. I have two damaged grandchildren, or they aren't anymore, from these stupid shots. And to have them stand up there and say, this didn't cause a problem? I have a set of grandchildren that's half Filipino, and they bleed internally when they get these darn shots. Yet, what they're trying to do now is say, nobody can have an exemption. Oh, but my friends. Oh, but Congress. Oh, but this religious organization. And then they come back and say, it will only work if you all get shots. Oh, but these people can have exemptions. That's illogical. It's also illogical when they say, oh, there's a measles outbreak, and it's because of those darn people who wouldn't vaccinate their kids. If you really look at the facts, it's the kids that were vaccinated that was the majority of the people who got the measles. Make sense to you, Richard?
It's gross.
But
that's
what
I surmise that with. It's disgusting. Yeah, it makes sense because, you know, somebody, some lobbyist, you've got me in the wrong box day. You know, it's all the money. I mean, maybe originally there's a good idea behind all this, but there's just broad spectrum, you know, profit-making monstrosity that occurs. It's just stunning and disgusting.
Well, they aren't protecting us. When the CDC admits 98 million Americans received polio vaccines contaminated with cancer virus, how can they do that? Now, what we've done is go in and find the antidotes for the cancer virus and for the polio vaccines. You know, a lot of these vaccines close down your ability to use choline and acetylcholine, so your muscles don't get fed. We have a computer program called Countervailing the Flu, We're going to be using that next Tuesday. We're going to be showing it this Sunday in our Guardian program. So if any of you want to know more about that, please get in touch with me. Just myname@gmail.com or through our website, soundhealthoptions.com. But Richard always says, behind the scenes or up front, follow the money.
Look at where the money is going. Look at who the lobbyists are that are supporting the congressmen that are supporting this. Where does the funding come to, you know, and then what companies make all the profit? Or you could start there. You could look at the company who's manufacturing the product and follow the trail of whose lobbyists are used, who those lobbyists are paying, and who's making money off of the whole deal. It's like an ATM.
Well, yes. Well, you look at some of the Gardasil stuff, vaccinations against cancer. They say, but that's not even why it was developed. It was against papillomavirus, which is a cervical warts. You look at what happened in Texas. They mandated it and then found out that one of the governor's underlings had been paid off. There was a show on last night on TV about who's the richest in Washington, who has the biggest houses, and it's the lobbyists. Our next blog talk next Sunday is going to be about lobbying in Washington and what's actually happening there. We are being sold out, and they say, shut up and vote and change all of it. Well, in Ohio, we had such voter fraud that there were some precincts where Romney didn't get one vote. That's impossible. And the guy was convicted, or the people in that area were all convicted of voter fraud. Would it have changed the election? They don't care. It's already done. So we're left with no alternative here except to take on the responsibility ourselves. And I think bioacoustics and the software that we're giving away, and we're going to change this at the beginning of the month, where these downloads, the bonus software, it's going to be this countervailing the flu. It's Radical Factors right now. Grab it before the end of the month. Download it. Everything's there for you, classes, books, everything. But the only way we're going to deal with this, and when you see that what this new flu is doing, you'll be just as high on your soapbox as I am. We only can take self-responsibility and quit listening to these yahoos who are lining their pocket by selling us out as guinea pigs. This whole thing is crazy, and it's incredibly controversial. There is so many articles out there by doctors and books and proof. I can't remember the guy's name, a red book. I should have brought it in here with me. But he started out trying to prove that all of these people who write about vaccinations and are stupid, that they were really wrong. And he ended up proving that the government had really covered up all of these things that said absolutely this is hurting people. So this is an article that you're looking at if you're with us on WebEx. How one wicked nation can kill billions around the world with one lie, by Lorraine Day, MD, published in 06. And it's gotten worse since then. Create fear and chaos and terror throughout the world. Take away the rights of citizens in every nation. Now, some nations have begun to fight back, and they've said, we're not taking any more vaccinations from you, free or not, because they are contaminated. You are causing our people to lose their ability to have self-immunity. Now, Richard always says, follow the money, and I think this is probably the biggest one of all, because Gardasil, and they're making it mandatory in California. $300 a pop for these shots, and the government's paying for them. Okay, government gives money to these pharmaceuticals who have no responsibility. They're not held liable in any way. And then those pharmaceutical companies give the money back to the campaigns, back to the government people, the people running for office. It's just like a big circle.
It's a loop. I'll jump in for a second while you start recording, and I'll interject that, you know, while they're, you know, it is really just one big loop. It is unbelievable, mind-boggling to me of, you know, the follow the money trail. I really want somebody to design a program so that you can be watching TV, and as these things are wrapped down, you can just watch the cascade of, you know, here's the congressman, here's where his funding comes from the lobbyists, here's who owns those lobbyists, and here's who's funding those lobbyists to push whatever their agenda is to that congressman. It's just disgusting.
I have Obama's vocal print, and it shows that he's very concerned about his own daughters getting vaccinations, but not the rest of us. Here is John King's interview with, at that time, Assistant Attorney General. She's lying. She's saying, just get the shot, just get the shot. And we can look at her vocal print using the nano voice that you can download for free. And it says, you may appear to overestimate your own value to those around you because your self-approval is solid. You have the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. If you wanted to see justice done, you might lie to do it. I mean, we are being lied to at every turn. I want these pharmaceutical companies to be self-responsible. Well, good luck with that, because that ain't going to happen. I want these government people held responsible for how they've hurt these kids. Well, good luck with that. That ain't going to happen. So the only thing I have left is this software that I've created. Other people are out here writing books. I'm making software, and we have looked at all of these people and all of these things that are going on. This is a PowerPoint that I put up for you guys to download, and we'll send it to you tomorrow. But if you want to download it, just stop sharing on your particular computer and go to transfer under file if you're on WebEx with us, and you can download this and a lot of these other articles that we are sharing. I would like to start with something very simple to share with people, and I'm trying to find it, and I just shut it down, and that's pretty terrible. Here's just some of the articles. Gardasil infertility, here's one, the one I'm looking for.
Can I jump in for a moment while you're looking for?
Absolutely.
There is I was just at a big environmental conference in north of San Francisco called Bioneers, and one of the people that, she didn't speak this year, but she's spoken previously, an attorney, an environmental attorney, and her name is Carolyn Raffensperger, and she came up with the phrase, the precautionary principle. And the idea of the precautionary principle, this is not very complex. The concept of the precautionary principle is actually stop and think about what you're doing. Actually look at, you know, don't do, well, no, I'll talk about it this way. Actually consider what you're doing, think about the potential impact, and particularly because she's talking about the environment, you know, like don't start fracking and then figure out later on that it could be toxic or pollute all the water, you know, 6 million gallons per well. You know, begin to actually think about the impact of what you're doing, the total impact. And I believe it's really time for that precautionary principle to be used in the health industry, where it isn't like, don't put out a vaccine and experiment on us, and then 10 years later go, oops, oh, we made your kid have autism or, you know, bad things. All right. Thank you.
The National Vaccine Information Center has a lot of literature about this, and they are very much pushing toward, let's get these kids tested. But that would take a little chunk out of their profits. So I'm going to show you how to look at this on your own and maybe I'll get on my soapbox again because I really think this is an important issue that we all should share. Here at the Center of the Institute for Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, we do experiments with people's voices. We look at their voice. We can tell what's going on with the voice by the math of the frequencies. Every sound that you say is a frequency. Everything you sing is a frequency, like the note of A is 440. So one of the projects that we did recently was about Parkinson's and seeing why people had Parkinson's. And one of the things that we found was tetanus vaccination caused problems with the use of choline, which is a neurotransmitter, which feeds the brain down to the muscle that you're trying to move. Now remember this idea of muscles because we're going to come back to it at the end. So I thought I would start with an easy chart that we developed for people. And you can download this from our site, soundhealthoptions.com, under Downloads and Radiation Exposure. So here we have a radioactive isotope. For instance, cesium-137. It's the same frequency as, or it enters the body through the muscles and bones. Its antidote, nutritionally, is vitamin D3 and muscle growth hormone. Now, it also has something called a competitor. So it's the same frequency as the isotope, and it will take over because it seems to be stronger, seems to be a bully, these heavy metals. And they go in and they don't allow PABA to do its job. Same thing with cobalt-60, the antidote, NADH, a liver enzyme, calcium cell salts in the neck muscles. And you go look at what it's competing with, B12. You don't have any energy? You know, I would go run this. This is free. These charts are free. The computer program is free. Now let's take it a step further, make it a little more complicated, the Gardasil shots. And they're taking these into rural America and inner city. And there's actually an article written about this in this article that will, it is already up on the site. And it talks about, is this being pushed on these folks in rural America and inner cities because they are seen as stupid and inept, and they aren't organized, and they don't belong to some anti-vaccine group. Well, they had a hard time here because we started organizing people. And when you look at the frequencies of these HPV-1 shot, and there's actually three shots, and they give you a series. When we looked at the frequency of the HPV-1, it was the same as the parathyroid hormone, so it competed with that. And that's a regulation or regulated calcium needed for ovulation and fertility. There was two forms of HPV 11. One was just a mood regulator, make you feel good, and the other one was progesterone, a hormone required to maintain pregnancy. It was also ATP and the measles virus and herpes, all the same frequency. Then there was HPV 16. It was vitamin A, an essential fertility nutrient, and NADPH, levels associated with male infertility. Then HPV 18, exactly the same frequency as estrogen and testosterone. So it competed with these. And the pattern emerged. It's man-made, number one, and we don't have time to get into all the math of that, and who'd want to know it anyway but me. But this is an infertility vaccination series. Look at it. That's the commonality. Does that tick you off to no end? Go to
inner city. I can't use the word on air that I'd like.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, exactly. It's appalling. There's no precaution here of any kind. That's what I was ranting on about, the precautionary principle. There is no, it's just like, sure, let's put it out there and see what happens.
And then you look in California, and this is another article that ticks me off to no end. Let me find it. I lost it here. This is a woman who went on air on, I can't remember who she went on the air with, but it was Fox News, and they had both sides here. And here's Lisa Fayed, who says that she is a patient advocate. It was Fox and Friends Weekend. Okay, this is the host in the middle here. And then Lisa Fayed on the right looks to be about 30-ish. And then Bill Blaxall on the left, and he looks to be about 35 or 40. And Lisa Blaxall, Lisa Fayed, is trying to justify the fact that California allows 12-year-olds to get these shots that can kill you behind their parents' back. And she is saying that if you had a good relationship with your kid, there'd be no problem here. And I'll bet you she doesn't have any kids. So I decided to do her voice.
Mm.
And look at who is lying. When we look at Lisa Fayed's voice, it's all on one side of the chart. It's all right-brained, and it's all emotional, but she's doing it for some reason. Then you begin to look at the numbers in her chart, and all this is we counted the numbers of different frequencies in her chart. She's in a fantasy level, and she is doing this for money. She doesn't believe it at all. There's no foundation. And if you're new to us and you want to see more of this, go to our happy hour classes, and there's probably 20 or 30 of these there, of these evaluations and classes. Then you look at Bill Blaxall. He has not very good speaking. He sort of stumbled and bumbled, but he had a very strong foundation in his chart. And he said, parents need to know this. If this can kill the kid, and the parent just thinks it's a flu, they won't do anything about it. But if they knew they had the shot the day before, they could be on a vigil and watch. Lisa Fayed comes back and she says, well, they get abortions without asking. They smoke marijuana without asking. They have sex without asking. How's this any different? I don't think smoking marijuana has a result of you could die the next day. When you look at some of these damaged kids, I don't think, you know, there's always the thing about having a backdoor abortion can kill you and bleed to death. But it is crazy what they're doing, how they're undermining. Go to the children. Indoctrinate the children. Go to the people that procreate and we have to pay for them. Go to rural America where there's no jobs. Go to the inner cities when there's lots of foreign folks that don't really understand. And give them the shots and make them infertile. This is crazy. And we are doing it. An evaluation of Lisa Fayed's and Bill Blaxall's voice shows that he has the common sense, the foundation. He has nothing in fantasy. That's what these computer programs that we have developed do. They show you who's telling the truth and who's giving you a big, fat lie. And I can tell you that Kathleen Sebelius and Janet Napolitano and even Boner, whatever his name is, and Reed and McConnell and those people are lying. They're not sharing the truth with you. I want to put software into your hands that will allow you to make decisions based on whether or not that person is telling you the truth. And I think when it comes to our health, we ought to be told the truth about what is really going on. I think health is very, very personal. I don't think the government should say I need to eat broccoli 3 times a week. Boy, I'm telling you, people, that's what it's coming to. You weigh this much and you don't get to eat. There is so many things going on here that's trying to warn us. Another article, startling new evidence that the swine flu pandemic is man-made. How part of this came about was that we did a I wanted to show you one more before I went back. We looked at the swine flu. Profit-driven swine flu propaganda, pump up volume 3. This is from Mike Adams. He has great information. So does Barbara Lowe Fisher at NBIC. I wanted to show that. National Vaccine Information Center. She has loads of articles about what's real, what isn't, what research has been done even outside of the United States. And this one is about H3N2 that we've already given you the frequencies for. Now, if you've missed the last 2 or 3 years of frequencies, we have them in the computer program called Countervailing the Season. We don't have the new ones in there, but we intend to put them in there. When you start looking at what the CDC wants you to have, they've not changed hardly any of this in the last 3 years. And I think they've done that because they have all of these leftover vaccines that we've been smart enough to get out of subjecting ourselves to. The new ones, Tokyo and China here, we have decoded those, and we're going to give them to you this evening. But look at these. The things that they want you to jab into yourself. A, California, 2009. They have not changed that since 2009. Wouldn't you rather get the flu and just get the immunity? Every time my mother got the flu, she was sick for 2 or 3 weeks with the flu. And you look at what Dr. Oz did to Piers Morgan and said, I guarantee you won't get the flu. And they did it right on the air. 10 days, there was Piers Morgan down with the flu, threatening Dr. Oz. H3N2, that one was from the year before. That was 2011. And here's this one from 2012. Now 2013, same components. Look at this justification. These people, these big pharma and the government can spin anything. That's what a lawyer is, just a spinmeister. This is what we're looking at, the avian influenza. And when you look at the numbers, this was man-made. Why would a group of human beings make a flu to deliberately make somebody sick? Is this just to cull the weak? You have any answer to that, Richard?
No, I'm going with give it a try and see what happens. I think I suspect that somewhere in the point of origin, somebody thought it was a good idea. And it's just careened out of control with, you know, as you said, how many ever injections somebody would get now. I mean, it's really stunning. It's appalling. And especially with all the research showing the results and long-term effect that people have. No precaution here. Lots of cash flow, but no precaution.
There it is. Lots of cash flow and no precaution. 2 years ago, we put out the swine flu antidotes, and an article was written about it with some comments that came back to us. This was actually a PR piece that was released through a company. The answer to the threatened avian flu pandemic may be under our nose. And people wrote back, you've brought a revolutionary idea to the forefront of the bioscience community. Sherry has always been at least 20 years ahead of the rest of us. The world just needs to catch up with her genius. Ooh, that's... shouldn't have read that one. Makes me feel statistical. The impact of emerging technologies. Can Pfizer deliver? Pfizer follows in our footsteps all the time. GlaxoSmithKline is doing it now. Another comment. Objective osculation for traditional Chinese medical diagnosis using novel acoustic parameters. Another comment. Vocal anomalies in adults with congenital and adult acquired growth hormone deficiencies. I mean, some of the things that we were sent back, they were either positive or negative, and probably 100 positives to 2 negatives. We had one guy write back to us that I was uneducated and a drudge that just wanted a reputation and I didn't know anything I was talking about. At that point, he said, you're just in this to make money. At that point, that's when we'd already started giving things away. But this talks about the biometrics of the voice showing if you've been exposed to a flu. Now, the gene comes in first, and you get exposed, like the measles. You get exposed, and 10 days later, you get the measles. We want to look at some of these frequencies. This is some things that we did with radiation. These are all available to you everywhere. This is not the one I wanted to open, but a lot of articles about all of this, a lot of books. I actually have the H1N1 flu information for you. We're going to show you how to use it. I am sorry, people in chat. I have not paid any attention to anything, and there's like 2 feet of chat here. Swine flu threatened. Oh. One of the places you can find antidotes is with Mike Adams. Stephen Sinatra. Both have information about antidotes. I put together this H1N1 flu. I know it's here. Here it is. These are some of the things that we found about the flu. Now, there are 3 strains of each, the Shanghai and the Hang Scow, I don't know how to pronounce that. And we'll give you the frequencies of them. The gene comes in first, and then the protein. So if you are doing nothing more than looking at our nanovoice that we're going to look at in a minute, you can tell whether you've been exposed. This is the piece that I think is incredibly interesting. The commonality between all of these pieces, the competitors and the antidotes, is energy. There are so many people in the last month telling me that their energy has just dropped to the bottom. The competitor for the protein for this Shanghai flu, one of the strains, is myostatin. And the more myostatin you have, the weaker you are. And somebody messes with that, and you're so weak you can't always stand up. Its antidote is chymopapain. This is an enzyme that helps the body get all the garbage out of the muscles. Feet and toes, another strain. Fingers, calcium, caffeine, arm, elbow, cholesterol, knee, heart, back, neck, eyes, foot. What's the theme here? Take away your energy so you cannot fight. Now, for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk, we're going to give you the Rife frequencies, the antidotes to all of these. There are 3 strains of the Shanghai flu. The first strain's antidote, there's a protein and a genome. The genome is the note of D, so you can watch if the note of D begins to go high, especially if several people in your family all have the same note going high. And the protein antidote for Rife machines only is 136.95. Now, for those of you who missed 2012, 11, 10, and 9, write to me, just my name at Gmail, and I will send you the other charts. The second strain of the Shanghai flu, the genome is G-sharp, and the frequency antidote is 166.197. For those of you who just, you can turn the dial on your Rife machine and put that antidote in there. The third strain of the Shanghai flu, the gene is a note of A, and the antidote is 99.973. Now, D, G-sharp, and A, those notes don't go together well. And in a minute, we're going to let you listen to last year's flu antidotes that work. And we're going to do a drawing, but let me forget to talk about that, about having some copies. We're going to give away some of these. They're called La Ciel. They were done by James Marshall, who is an actor and almost died when he took Accutane for his skin after 2 years in the hospital. They sent him home and say, go home and die. We can't help. And he had heard me, on Coast to Coast. He called me up and he said, they told me to come home and die. He weighed 80-some pounds at that point. And he's an actor on Twin Peaks and Gladiator, and he's one of the white motorcycle guy on Twin Peaks, the little guy. There's two big motorcycle guys there. And he created a set of frequencies from these antidotes that we gave him. He called us up after we helped him get back to normal and gaining weight, and he's able to eat now, and he's partially back to work writing music and whatever. He says, Sherry, you have saved my life. I was going to die. What can I do for you? I said, well, I have this set of frequencies that don't make any sense mathematically, and they don't make any sense musically. Could you see if you could off-tune your guitar and whatever's going on and see if you could make these frequencies work with each other? He looked at him, and he said, I don't think this is going to work. I said, well, just try. Take it to meditation and just try. And he created something that we started testing. It will take care of not only the flu, but Tamiflu-resistant flu we've tested it on. Now, we're not a great big place here. We're just in the middle of nowhere out in Appalachia where people are really poor and uneducated. And we don't have a lot of money to play with, so we can't afford a big white room where we could have all this bacteria and virus stuff. But if anybody has that out there, let us know so we can test some of these things. All we do is we can test the results. And when you listen to some of this music, and we're going to play a few minutes of it for you, it sort of grows on you. It doesn't sound like real music ought to, but it kills these darn pathogens at some kind of cellular root level. Okay, the next three strains. This is the Hangzhou, H-A-N-G-Z-H-O-U. I probably am butchering that name. So one strain, the gene is the note of D, and its antidote is 137.517. And the second one, the gene is the note of F-sharp, and the antidote, the protein antidote. Now remember, the gene comes in, sets up housekeeping, and what these pathogens give off as they are living and multiplying, that's what's making you sick. So the antidote for that one is 166.14. and the last strain of the Hangzhou, genome A, and the protein is 99, well, protein antidote is 99.672. So 2 years ago, we gave this set of frequencies that the CDC said was going to be causing a problem. And if we go back to look at, I opened the wrong one. Can you key that up, Richard, while I'm trying to find this?
I can't, unfortunately. I'll rant on about something else for just a moment. I can't because I was taking care of a technical glitch on my side. My mic died for a moment. Now I'm back.
I uploaded it on Blog Talk, if that's helpful.
Oh, maybe. I was going to rant a bit more about this. You know, I'm going to go back to the precautionary principle of just, you know, making it so, finding the loopholes, if we need them, find the loophole, religious objections, you know, any way we can to just avoid getting the vaccines for our kids and for ourselves until we know more. You know, just stop the madness. We know, but, you know, get some way of stopping it for the loved ones around you now.
Well, what has happened here is the schools have taken the parents to court and got the court to say it's okay, and then they just shoot the kids up at school. And I forgot what I was looking for with this. I have the LaCiel here. Maybe I can play it. We'll not play much of it, but this is one thing that we're going to try to give away. Can you look on Blog Talk where I've downloaded it? It's on the bottom there.
You want me to play just a moment, a couple minutes of it? Or we can actually talk over while it's playing.
Yeah, you go ahead and play it. Now, we're going to give copies of these away to anybody that has watched this. We're going to wait for 10 days because we know a lot of people go to our archive. So if you've watched it, let us know, and we'll put your name in the hopper.
Now, this entire track is actually 18 minutes, so it really builds into it.
Okay, this is Signs of Life that you...
Oh, really?
...are playing.
Oh, it's labeled LaCiel.
Well, I did that. But this is the one that's more musical. I don't know if I can get it to play here, but if you'll stop yours, let me see if I can get the original one to play.
Okay.
Because you can see how sort of discordant but pleasant all at the same time it is. I've got it turned up as far as possible.
It seems like the beginning is quite soft.
Oh, I know where it's coming from. It's coming from my headset. And I don't know what to do except to yank out this plug so you can hear it. And now I don't have anything. That was a mistake. How do I change this microphone so people can hear this? Through the microphone. I don't think they can. Well, in this case, I don't think they're going to hear this.
I can't think of a quick way for you to patch it to make it hearable.
Why wouldn't it be coming through my speakers? Because I have the wrong speakers up here for... let me go to audio. I could hear this before we started. I'll look at volume and see if that's a problem. No, that's not the problem. Go to audio, the speaker test.
You might have gotten confused when you pulled that mic out, your headset out.
Speaker. No, speaker's working, but I'm getting nothing. Do I just not have a recorder thing going on here? Well, that's totally unfortunate. Can you go ahead and play some of the other, because I just can't get this to play.
Sure.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's all right. As I say, so this version of La Ciel is a lot softer and more musical, and the full track is 18 minutes. And it takes, you know, about 30 or 40 seconds before it's going to sound, but then you can hear it slowly coming in and it builds. And it's much more musical.
The Signs of Life is not as effective. Not that it isn't effective, but the La Ciel is much more effective. And it's 8 minutes long. And we found as we do things that it says here that my sound has cut out. Did no one hear my sound, or is this because it's coming from there? People are reporting, Richard, that they're getting no sound. Maybe it's just me they can't hear. For those of you having trouble with the sound, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's usually very, very clear. And listen to it there. Watch it on our site. We'll have this up probably in a couple of days. But watch it on our site, but listen to it on Blog Talk. Richard, are you musical at all? Is this music disturbing to you, if it's music? Let's go ahead and take that out. Let people know there are some articles to be downloaded. Boy, that bothers me when that stops abruptly. Wonder if that happens with any music or just that one. So if any of you are interested in having a copy of that, let us know. We'll put your name in the hopper. Okay, I'm going to share my desktop again and show you how you might use some of this information. Not the La Ciel. But let's open Nano Voice. It opened over here. This is free on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. And let's open one of the PowerPoints with some of the flu chart stuff on it. Wrong one. Okay, I don't know if I could scoot these over together at all. If I could make this one really small. We can still read it. But we don't have time to ask someone to volunteer. So we're just going to open somebody here and see if... Okay, so this is what their chart was. And let's pick the first three to do this demonstration. I'm going to make this smaller. Or try to maybe put it way up here. And put this chart, which we'll send you if you want. But we don't want to send it to you if you don't want and get ourselves into trouble with our server, because that's been a problem when we send it to everybody. I can't see this very well. Can you? See if I can make it
small. No, I can see it, but it's okay.
Okay, so if we just pick this one, and the gene has to come in and be activated. So G sharp is down, so that gene is not activated. How about D? Very little, not activated. How about A? Not activated. D, a little, but not so much out of balance. and F sharp and A. I would conclude from this that this person has not been exposed. The next thing you want to look at is C sharp. But really, there's nothing in this chart at all that says something is great big and the next thing is little. If you get exposed to this, you'll see more of a jump up. This one somewhat, but we don't have any B's in here. So let's try another one. Was that Judy? Nope, same one, Angie. So what you will be doing is clicking this microphone right here and taking a vocal sample. It won't be something that's already done and in here. Now, there's some pretty high numbers here. Anything above the middle is going to be high. So here's a high D. Is any of these genes D? There's a D, and there's a D. Possible exposure. We go back and look at this. I think that's a C sharp. So we have to have a D and a C sharp, both higher than normal, higher than the mid point of the chart. And if you've never used a nano voice before, please go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to downloads, download the nano voice. We've just done a new instruction booklet that we'll be putting up as soon as we get it edited. And there's a two-hour class waiting for you to learn to use this. And it shows you things like how to tell when people are lying or whatever. But we're looking at exposure here. So high D, yes. Likely the gene has come in. This 136 is a note of C sharp. It's a sharp C sharp. And you can look at any musical book and ask what the frequency is of the note of C sharp, and it'll give you a range. So both C sharp and D are high. If this person was asking me, did I think they had been exposed, I would think, well, let's try the antidote and see what happens. If they like the antidote by giving that frequency to them, and I know there's some, I'm answering a question now. I know there's some confusion for your bioacoustic providers. Don't pay any attention to what I'm saying here. This is for Rife people. These are Rife flu antidotes. So these two together tells us they've probably been exposed and they need the antidote. Either the antidote itself by this frequency. And that's what you're going to look at. When you look at the graph of someone's voice, you can also look at have they been exposed. And this computer program I'm just going to show you here in a minute, this is waiting for you online also. So we look at 136. So let's just open import a wave file. Now this grid you'll be able to measure. So you can go in and measure 136. You want people to be in this darker gray grid. And I know I'm hurrying. We only have a minute or so left. But if we want to look at 136, and all of this is on our, see, 136 is going to be a high note for her. 136 is right here. So her body may be producing that antidote to the flu, but we'd have to go back and also look at the gene. This software is available on our site for free. Download it. The Nano Voice is free. There's articles there. There's videos to show you how to get involved. And we are doing a complete Guardian class this Sunday. And we're going to look at some of this and actually how to use this software that I have just skimmed over and probably just scared the bejesus out of you because it looks difficult. Actually, if you just take it step by step, it's very easy. Get in touch with our office, 740-698-9119, to sign up for this Guardian class. It's a network. it's saying we want to do something about health. And so our lawyer said, you can't give out this information to the public. You have to organize them into a group that signs a paper that says they're not there to, as an FDA agent, you have to be free to be able to talk. And so that's what the network is about. It's on our site, Guardians of the People. Why do I keep opening the wrong one? Under classes, Guardians. And this is a network that we have put together to share software every month, to share a two-hour class, and then we leave it up for 10 days for you to be able to download all the pieces, the software, how to use it, how to watch it, all the graphs, all the charts. We want everybody to have access to this and this stepping stone to setting up a bioacoustic center in your community in case they decide to let loose. If we balk and say we're not under any circumstances going to take this shot, is it possible that they'll try to make enough of us sick? And I know I'm sounding very paranoid. Can they make enough of a threat that we'll bow down and take the shot? Well, we want a community center so that you have the antidotes ready. That's what we want to share. That's what we want to teach all of you. And if you know of any radio shows that their audience needs to hear this, please get in touch with me. Sherry with an A, Sharry, Edwards@gmail.com. Help us spread the word. Helping people help themselves through self-health. Richard, thank you for your soapbox. I love it when people are angry enough to do something about it. And Richard has been very helpful in testing some of these programs for us, especially the radiation one. So we'll get him to talk about that someday when we have time to do everything about radiation. Remember, these softwares that are on the site are free, along with classes and textbooks. No questions asked. How many other places will do that for you without selling your name or making you stand on your head in a foot of water? That's an exaggeration. But this, we're a nonprofit organization. That really means we are nonprofit. We have no profit. And it's because I keep giving things away because it's so important. It has to be done. They are giving scholarships for class. Yes, we are giving matching scholarships for all the class that we're doing, the professional class, in October. Somebody gave us a very large grant because they want this message spread also. Thank you for putting that in. So if you know of anybody who wants to take the class, there are classes from free, just like here, that people can start their own center and start earning their money to take the next step professional class. We've deliberately set it up so that people can start their consulting practice with the purchase of a microphone. That's in $20 to $80. And they can start seeing people, and then we help them market. We help them teach classes in their area. We are going to be changing the classes in January. We're going to be separating them in more software for the professionals, easier ways to do it. So November and December, probably, if you're money conscious, you should take the classes then. Richard, do you have any last words?
I love the Guardians. I'm a big fan of the Guardians. I think it's an awesome way to manage your own health care and hang out with people that have the same, you know, are very like-minded in terms of let's just take health care into our own hands. I love that.
You have to. And I hate to mention money, but there are a lot of people out there making $30 to $50 an hour doing this. Yes, money is an important aspect of it, but there's also people out there doing it for hours, absolutely free.
Helping others.
Yeah.
Help yourself, help others. It's an amazing concept. Wow. Fabulous.
Well, the idea we put together is let's give it to them for free, let them start their practice, see if they're interested, not have to put a big outlay of money out just to see if there's an interest, and then go from there. So we set it, we work with any and everybody who wants to take these classes. Please join us on Tuesday next, and we're going to be doing some of this countervailing to see if people have really been exposed. Thank you.
Thank
Richard.
You, everybody. That was, I can't call that exactly fun. I mean, I consider it fun, but, you know, it's a tricky area. It's for new people listening, don't be scared. It's doable. Nano voice is an amazing thing. Just the nano voice alone can give you an amazing amount of information. Just because it's free does not mean it's not good. I know that's way too many double negatives, but I couldn't help myself.
Now, so many people have asked me, have you written a book? We'll have you on the show if we've written a book. Well, I've written 71 software programs that I'm giving to the nation to help themselves. That ought to count for a book, at least one.
At least one, for goodness sakes. Well, thank you very much, Sherry. That was fabulous.
Talk to you later, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye now.